three of these 13% stouts, and then you get on the swing and go round and round and round.
All right, Timmy, this is your contribution to our family, okay? Yeah. I want you to hurl big and often.
Throw, yes, wow. Dad.
Throw chunks for daddy.
I will not disappoint you.
Uphold our family honor.
Yes.
It stays like, why are we doing this?
There you go. I think that's probably what most kids say when they're drafted into such the occasion.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, yeah, this is one of those beers that I'm not quite sure I would come back around to it. It's going to fall in that same category of, yeah, I'm glad I had it once, but,
yeah,
you know, I don't know that I would have like a full 8-ounce pour of that.
I think if the ginger had come out more, I think it would have been a more interesting beer.
Yeah, because that would balance out from the sweetness of the orange.
Well, I want to see if it warms up a little bit.
Yeah,
if it's there.
See if it comes back out.
Well,
all right, what do y'all want to do?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3.
Yeah.
Now, this next one is interesting.
Oh, is this the goad? I mean,
this is the goad. Yeah, that's right.
Not the goat, but the goad. So this is Belle Buell, or otherwise known as Beautiful Bubble. It's an Imperial Goza with red currants. It's 8% ABV.
That's a high ABV goza.
There's a lot of stuff in this beer.
But interesting, though, that this is matured in sauterns and champagne barrels.
Interesting. Really?
Who would have thought to do that?
Wait, I'm sorry. You said champagne barrel.
Yes.
And sauterne.
Right.
I'm
confused.
There is no such thing as a champagne barrel. So
this is true.
Well,
I guess maybe they mean
the resident one geek at the table goes party foul.
It's a sparkling barrel. Maybe it's a tank.
We're sipping.
There's real red currants floating around.
I'm looking for those champagne barrels.
I think there's a whole red currant in my beer.
A whole one. Okay.
I'm going to have to come back and discuss the word Imperial Goza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. It actually tastes
pretty good.
Mm. I don't think it's bad. Yeah.
Well, more musings in just a minute.
Let's see what Mike thinks.
Let's see what Mike thinks. I like that.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
Maybe that's what they mean.
So today we are doing a brewery takeover from a brewery in Estonia called Pohala.
Elk.
And
right next to the goad.
Yeah. In the panada.
In the panada.
We have an elk shaped panada.
No, we are not making fun of Dave's computing skills.
This is all Dave's fault.
It's not like you would have read it correctly, even if
I read it dead on.
Oh boy. Okay. So right before the break we started discussing Beautiful Bubble, otherwise known as Belle Buell, which is an Imperial Goza with red currants that is aged on sauterns and allegedly champagne barrels.
So I guess the thing that's striking me first is just wrapping my head around the concept of an Imperial Goza, because, you know, to me, Goza is, it's a, you know, it's a blue cat, a blue collar beer. I mean, it was a working man's beer. It was never meant to be, you know, jacked up. It's been fruited with every kind of fruit on the planet that I can possibly imagine. But to me, I don't know. It's just, it's not all coming together. You know, I don't think that the red currants are really kind of the star of the show, you know, in this. I don't get the point that you would jack, you know, everything up in terms of the ABV. You know, I don't know. It's just, it tastes like a bad idea.
It's like this brewery's Spinal Tap. It's like, this one goes to 11 because we can't.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
We're going to make it higher.
I mean, I really don't like to agree with Mike, like, ever in life. But I do agree. Like, there are certain styles.
Would,
like,
you carry me across the room, Dave?
I don't think I can carry
you. Whoa, it's getting serious.
I'm sorry.
Do we need to leave?
Is that how it starts?
Yeah.
Yes, with the simple invitation and really bad Imperial Goza. Is that how it starts?
Couple guys show up to a bar and they're like, yeah, I could carry her from there to there. Oh, well, I could carry her 30 feet. No, but, like, I think there's certain styles. Like, why do you need to make it an Imperial version? You know, why do we need an Imperial Pilsner or an Imperial Berliner Weiss or all these beers that are meant to be low ABV, sessionable, enjoyable beers?
Right.
And it's like, nah, let's make a 12% version of it.
Because there's a segment of the consumer that will be like, I want the highest ABV. I mean, look at all the Voodoo Ranger stuff selling for $4 for a 19.2 ounce can at a gas station.
That's the sad truth. Yeah, it's like somebody's like, if I can't get hammered off one can of this, I'm not going to buy it. So, you know.
No, I don't think it's just
walk past the beer and pick up the Everclear. Yeah. You just get to the point.
That'll get you there.
It's a PGA.
Yeah. I don't think this is a terrible beer, but I think you're right. It's like, what's the deal with an Imperial Goza? It feels...
Why?
Yeah, it's the beer is not awful, but it's...
I think they could have made an incredible version of this at like 5%.
Just to get it to 10%.
Yeah. So the red currant is nice though in
Agreed.
And I have to admit, I don't know that I've had a Goza with red currant before. And I think that's a very like European-y thing versus here in the States. You know what I mean? Like
I feel like the alcohol level is clashing with the salinity too. It's a little harsh up there.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Because you're getting a little, I mean, dare I say you're getting a little alcohol burn almost on it. Yeah. And it is confusing.
I feel like they're trying to go too many different
directions.
Is that
the bitterness of the currants or is that the burn of the alcohol? Oh, no, that's the alcohol.
Right. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, we're going to go with a 2 for this.
It's a miss, but
if it had been 4%.
It's not a bad beer. It could be better.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mike broke something.
No, he didn't break it.
He broke it.
He didn't break it.
So in the winter in Estonia, it can get down to -45 degrees at night.
Is that Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Really?
Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Wow. That's impressive. You got any other tidbits?
Let's see.
That's why they like 10-13% beers. It makes sense.
Right.
More than 50% of Estonia is covered in forest. So, you know what? If you're looking to move somewhere, they have more animal predators per capita, I think, than most other countries.
More animal predators.
They have 250 wolves, 950 brown bears, 12,000 wild boar, 12,000 moose, and about 150,000 wild goats. And I don't know if you've ever been attacked by a wild goat, but...
Did it headbutt you?
When he brings 149,000 of his friends.
Wow.
Mike just left. Okay.
So. It was known simply as Livonia before it became Estonia.
Oh, and when was that?
1500s? No.
Somebody was like, Livonia, that's a stupid name.
Isn't there a Livonia, Michigan?
Yeah, I was wondering if there's
Yep. Well, that might be then.
Livonia.
That might be.
Is that production of peat?
Oh, their flag is sort of a based on nature because it's like blue, then green, then another blue or something. Oh, I'm sorry, blue, black, and white. Never mind, I totally lied.
Wow.
Well, I'm not a flagologist.
Flagologist?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a flagologist. Okay. So
maybe we got the wax off of this bottle by this point.
The next one that we're going
to... Oh, so Mike was struggling with wax now. Well...
Whatever. The next beer that we are going to talk about is the Moosed Cooled. This is another porter. This is 7.8% ABV, so a little bigger.
It's a gorgeous head.
Yeah, it's a rich porter with smooth honey notes, brewed with lactose for that extra silky texture.
Great.
Now, Mike, I always like when you talk about the key characteristics of a porter.
Yeah, so the taste profile is tootsie a roll? Roly-poly Tootsie Roll. It has... I don't know, the sugar and roast quality that I find of that candy is kind of like, is it tastes like that, you know, when somebody hands me a porter.
Yeah, this is a big porter, but it's got all those flavors you're looking for.
Yeah, that's spot on.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's really
nice. Yeah, this is nice.
This is super.
This is the best beer in the flight. I think it would have been better without the lactose. I would like this a little more dry.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But the other flavors are all good.
It could be any beer with lactose. Yeah. And Drew would be like,
Drew go, I like it better without it.
Yeah. Lactose intolerant. I mean, we're out there. You know, don't forget about us.
He doesn't just mean his body. It's his mentality, too. Like,
I'm bigoted against lactose.
This is where very well-balanced. I think it's definitely into style. I like the start. I like the finish. This is well done. Yeah.
Mike would carry this beer from one village to another.
He would. Yes. This would carry, be his wife.
I would carry this across the room. Yes. I would, Dave. Yes. Great beer. This is the best one in the flight.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. We are rating this one a 4. That was the Moosed.
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 If you had to guess. Yes.
Okay. Any more fun facts? Good old boy, Dave.
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot.
If you had to guess at what the 5 pillars of Estonian culture were, I'm going to give you 4.
Five pillars.
Okay. Guess at the 5th. So 1, right. Music.
Okay.
2, nature.
Okay.
3, food.
Okay.
4, innovation. Anyone?
5, hockey?
No. Quite the opposite.
Oh.
Sauna.
Saunas?
Is
really?
A pillar of Estonian culture.
Really?
20% of it.
Makes sense.
It's us.
Okay. I guess the Baltic Sea's got... Okay.
Well, no. Like, I think sauna's a very... big part of a lot of the culture in Eastern Europe. You know, I know in Russia,
in the Baltic regions,
don't they
too.
Beat you and beat each other with those branches?
Beach sticks? Or
yeah. No, it's like these guys, they all get naked,
Vlad,
and they hang out.
Will you please stand still so I hit you with the big stick once again?
They all drink vodka and hit each other with sticks.
Well, and isn't it a bunch of sticks?
Yeah.
Like that are it's bound together?
It's so you're saying it's
bundle.
Basically like Klingon pain sticks.
Yeah.
In a different zip code.
It's a lot
seen?
Of spanking. Okay. Let's just call it what it is. It's fellas spanking other fellas.
Do you know what a bundle of sticks, another name for it is? I'm not going to say it, but you can look that up and then draw your own conclusions.
Oh, it starts with an F.
Bundle of sticks.
Yeah. It's also the word for a cigarette in England.
It is indeed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, things just got a little off the rails here. Right. Oh, fun fact.
We've been off the rails.
Fun fact there to take us rails. Away from Drew's weirdness. Estonia is a great place to see the Northern Lights. So if you're wanting to go see the Northern Lights.
That's been pretty cool. We've been able to see those here at the studio location recently. That was pretty cool.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's get on to another beer. Let's talk about the Jakuliba.
We're going to continue bread.
Continue bread.
Continue bread.
Continue bread.
Continue
bread. Which is a barrel aged imperial porter.
Wow.
Yeah. 12.5% ABV. So this rich imperial porter is brewed with toasted rye flakes and aged in bourbon and American rye whiskey barrels.
I'm going to go into a diabetic coma.
So, cheese syrup. So someone took the last beer and they dropped in like a like 20 sugar cubes.
Some simple syrup, and then they walked out of
the room.
Yep.
And they shook it up and they said, okay, you know, this is going to get better.
So
it did
sweet.
Yeah.
No, it's this incredibly is, sweet. It's
this went from hero to zero, like in a split second.
This is not
cool. Not good.
It's just that it's real. I wonder where that sweetness comes though.
Oh, it feels lactose laden to me.
Yeah. Oh, and that's sad because I was looking forward to it. Like, especially with all the rye, I was like, bring it.
I think the actual translation is continue adding sugar to your bread.
Is that, maybe.
Oh, is this a cuvee?
What do we doing a cuvee?
I need a cup. A plain cup. Thank you.
I thought you were saying stretch it out. Stretch it out.
No.
Okay.
Drink more. Continue this bread.
We had a logistical issue here at the table.
Continue the bread.
So next week on I Hate Wax.
Yeah. Oh, my. Okay. Yeah, and for those of you not understanding, because you're not seeing the video, all of the offerings from this brewery are coming in bottles, and some of them have been
waxed. Dipped in wax.
Yes, which is fine because it's cool. Preserving, it's allegedly.
But allegedly.
But it has proven to be
very challenging.
Yes, very challenging,
I
says the
not
Frenchman.
Carry you across the room with wax.
All right. So
okay, but anyways, back to the
continue
very
bread.
Sweet.
What did you think about continue bread?
Sorry, continue bread.
You know, if it wasn't so sweet, it would be okay.
Well, I mean, okay.
It's Hershey's syrup.
That's like saying if Mike wasn't such a jerk, he'd be a great guy.
Okay. I did not.
Oh, you're not
going to
play.
That?
Oh, I like that. So, yeah, I mean,
I'm
black
gold.
Yeah, it's a one. It's just, it's not.
I want you to know, Mike, I specifically did not load that today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's because you had so many.
I didn't want to get
interesting
fined.
Things. It's because I carried you across the room.
Yeesh. Okay.
One more Estonia.
Yes,
fun
one
fact.
More. Now this one is kind of cool. This is called Zeit, and this is otherwise known as Time. This is a wheat wine style ale, which is brewed in collaboration with Weihenstephan.
This has apricots on the nose.
Yeah.
So this is 12% ABV.
Or nectarines.
It's a rich wheat wine style ale aged in tawny, ruby, and white port wine barrels.
This kitchen sink. I'm thinking this is going to be like Utopias.
But well, the color on it is nice.
It's got... Wow.
I'm not even tasting it. I'm just simply looking at Kendall's face, and he's making the same face that he made when he has Utopia. So, you know,
there's
very
a lot
strong.
Going on.
A lot going on. Very strong.
It's good cough, sir.
What's the ABV on this one?
27? No, 12.
No.
Tastes higher.
It does taste higher.
It burns.
It's a little harsh.
It burns.
None of this is working.
It's just because it's got, like, why would you do tawny ruby and
it
white port?
Because they can only get so many port barrels.
If you pour the two ones together, it still does not equal two.
Just saying.
Yep.
This tastes like you could cleanse a wound with it.
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, my least favorite.
So, sadly, we're going to rate this a one.
You know what? I generally don't like wheat wines, but you take it to Imperial Strength and then put it in a barrel, and it just gets weirder.
Yeah, right.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Interesting flight. You know, some hits, some not so good hits. these big, 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 big beers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, it's you're swinging hard, so it's either a
I will go back to that Imperial Porter all day long.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Quite tasty.
Yeah, that was. But again, to me, it's interesting to see what other countries are coming up with and how their flavor profiles are different than ours. And ours are so diverse here in the U.S. But anyways, well, that's going to do it for today. Good old boy, Mike, thank you so much for being here and helping me with the wax.
Well, me and
Waxgate,
my three fingers left and my right hand, thank you for joining us for this exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I'm going to ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy, Kendall. Thanks so much for being here.
I love being on the Estonia show. And how did we not talk about Link from Encino Man at all?
No. Oh, my gosh.
We missed that opportunity.
He got it in.
You think he would carry somebody across the room?
Right.
I think so.
He totally would. He's a hopeless romantic. Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy, Drew. Thanks so much for being here.
Kasi oli rohitsus.
I knew that was coming.
Mm. Good old boy, Dave.
I can't follow that.
He just insulted you, man.
He probably did. What'd you say about my mama?
He can barely say it in English.
Say something about your mom.
Yeah.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Keep on chugging, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Doggy at my feet in the moon.
to Coltrane. I read Isaac Asimov. You prefer Mark Twain. Prefer Mark Twain. I love you, my beautiful wife. I love you, I owe you my life. Your smile makes me happy. Stand next to you. Sometimes the world seems too much for me. A battle to get through the day. It all falls away at our front door. An oasis of love, I found my way. Already thinking what we'll do up there. Good night kisses, a loving hug. I am an addict, you are my drug.
Sculptor and musician Walter Katundu first became enraptured by birds in 2005 when he borrowed a camera from a friend. He went to a park to try photographing hummingbirds when all of a sudden a red-tailed hawk
flew about 4 feet above my head, and I turned around and I started following this hawk all around the park.
Walter named the bird Patch. It had a white patch on the back of its head and kept coming back to the park to look at her. And on one of his visits, he saw the bird on top of a streetlight.
And it turned, looked at me, and then jumped off the streetlight and flew straight toward my head. The bird landed on the ground next to me, about 3 or 4 feet away. And it picked up a caterpillar and ate it. And then it didn't leave. We sat there together on the ground for about a minute until it flew away. And for the next 6 to 7 months, I was at that park 3 to 4 days a week, following this particular red tail. For some reason, it had accepted me as part of the landscape. It would allow me to walk up to it while it was feeding, and when a dog would run by, it would fly away. So I realized I had a really privileged relationship with the wild red-tailed hawk, and I think knowing that it was so special, I kept going back, and I was able to document its transition from a juvenile bird into an adult.
You can hear a longer version of this story and see some of Walter's amazing photos of Patch on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.